what we get from you, Brad. Let's head straight down to the West Coast Eagles rooms. And one of the stars, and I'm sure he's disappointed, 33 disposals today, 6 marks, 5 tackles and a goal. He was outstanding, the number 3 for West Coast, Andrew Gaff, and he joins us. Andrew, disappointing. Was there to be one?
Oh, yeah, guys. To be honest, it hurts a lot right now. We obviously played really well at the third quarter, and probably the last 5 minutes of the third quarter where they kicked 3 quick goals. Probably ended up hurting us. Yeah, we probably didn't show that much composure in the last quarter. We just kept bombing forward.
Andrew, Adam Simpson, what was his message at three-quarter time? Because you obviously had a strong breeze. It looked like to us that you thought the breeze was going to do the work for you, and yet you got scored heavily against it. North had their best scoring into the wind in that quarter.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, his message was just to keep doing what we did in those first three quarters, especially the second quarter when we kicked with the wind. And we felt they ran over the top of us, really, which is disappointing because it's a big strength of ours at work rate. And they really showed us up in that area and probably wanted a little bit more, which is disappointing.
Have you spoken to him, Adam Simpson spoken to you post-game yet, or is he just...
Yeah, he just spoke to us. And, I mean, yeah, he's disappointed. We're always disappointed. We know how much it hurts. We've got a game in 6 days against the Bombers. We've got to move on pretty quickly, really, but it does hurt, yep.
Andrew, well played. Brad Hardy up here in the box, mate. But it's been a tremendous run by the team. I mean, you've lost a game against the Bulldogs you probably thought you would have won. You've picked up one against the Power in Adelaide, which you probably thought you may not have at the start of the season. So there's swings and roundabouts. So there's still a lot of positive with Duggan and these sort of kids coming through at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can take several positives out of it. I mean, you're always gonna win games you probably shouldn't have and lose games you probably should have won. But in the end, at the end of the 22 rounds, we'll deserve whatever position we get, and really hope we can bounce back quickly in 6 days with a win.
Gaffy, from us looking on the telly, I know Brad and Shane and Adam were there, but we're over here in Perth, of course, and we're looking at it, and that breeze and the conditions looked very, very difficult. I mean, sometimes the ball was actually almost going back over the head of the kicker. Just how difficult was it? Did you have to be direct going with it, and did you have to tack into it against it?
Yeah, we thought, especially going into the win, we probably had to run up a bit more, use our hands a bit, and that 15-metre chip pass a lot of the time. And it was one of the more bizarre days. I've played it. Football almost boomeranged a couple of times, came straight back. But, I mean, it's a great thing about footy. You play some days where it's perfect and some days like that where the win's a massive factor. But, yeah, we just didn't adjust that last quarter and probably kept bombing it too long in the forward line.
Can I ask about your return trip? You come straight home tonight. You've got a leapfrog into Melbourne, and then, or you've got a direct flight back from where you are. I mean, what's the state of play, and what time do you get in?
Yeah, direct flight home. We'll probably get back 11:30, 12 maybe. It's a long day, but I mean, it's probably the best for our preparation is staying the night over here and getting back that extra day later. But I mean, we do it every week. It's just an extra probably half an hour from Melbourne, and we'll recover here before we go.
Well, good on you, Andrew. Thanks for your time. Unlucky, but there's always next week, as they say. Thanks for your time. Good luck. Rehab up. And, Jack, I just say